Welcome to Beyond Beauty, where we uncover the remarkable stories behind the extraordinary women artists in the world of art and culture. I'm Jacqueline Cofield, your host. Join us as we explore the diverse landscapes of artistic expression, shining a light on the voices that often go unheard and the perspectives that redefine beauty and knowledge. From Nigeria to Brazil, from India to Jamaica, we celebrate the rich tapestry of creativity that transcends borders and challenges conventions. Through insightful conversations and captivating narratives, we invite you to immerse yourself in the stories of courageous women who dare to dream, create, and inspire. Today, we have the privilege of exploring the incredible journey of Dr. Maria Helena Pinto. Join us as we delve into her captivating narrative, from her childhood dreams to her groundbreaking work as a dancer, choreographer, and a visionary leader in Mozambique. Dr. Maria Helena Pinto, I am so excited to have you as my first guest on the podcast, Beyond Beauty. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Jackie, to invite me and also to be the first guest for you. It's an honor for me. Thank you so much to think about me.
It's an honor for me. You are incredible. And you and I met in 2012. So it's been 10 years since we met. Do you want to tell everyone how we met?
Yes. We were doing a tour and I was dancing a piece, a choreography piece that called Sombra. It was a solo with other four women from Africa. And we had this big tour for different states there in United States. And it was amazing to see you there and hosting us and manage everything we need to this very important moment for us. And it was a very huge and important moment for my career, also as a dancer and choreographer, and also to represent my country, Mozambique. And it was really, really amazing to be there with you. And you were so useful and every time present for everything we need in that time. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was
for
an absolute
amazing experience we had with you.
Yeah, it was an absolute honor for me. The name of the tour was Voices of Strength. And I recall our tour traveled, it was put on by MAP International Productions, and the tour traveled to New York City, Washington, D.C., where you guys perform in the Kennedy Center. And we went to Seattle and Milwaukee and Chicago. So it was really, really great to travel across the country. And you were one of the featured artists in the show, and you guys did, was it two shows a night for three nights or something like that in each city?
Oh, I don't really remember, but I think it was like six different states there. Seattle, New York City, Chicago, California, and many of them. It was like six different states. So, and sometimes we had one or two performances. I remember in Washington, we did the performance in Kennedy Center. That was amazing for me. One unique experience because I was putting the bucket inside my head. And after the performance, I did reverence and then I go out and the audience was just in stand up and make this ovation for me. And the staff was telling me that I have to take out the bucket because people wanted to know my face. And I said, no, I can't show my face. But they was there like 15 minutes, clap the hands. And it was very, very, very important. And some of them, the audience was Mozambicans also. And they stay and wait for me just to say that they have this moment to testimony how huge work I was doing for people, not only for Mozambican people, but like this audience, they don't know about us, about my country, about my people here, culture, but they was identified about what I was talking about, the women, the liberty, the expression to be free. And it was really, now I can say it was strange, no? Very, very big emotionally, psychologically. And yeah, it was important for me that that moment in Washington when I did this performance.
That performance was incredible. It was so memorable. It's almost like I can see it in my mind's eye right now when I remember it. I remember you putting the buckets on your head. Do you want to talk a little bit about that show, your artistic strategy or your artistic intentions in producing that choreography?
Yeah, it was also, it was about my own life and how I was passing from one step of my life to another step of my life, and to understand that I can be a voice for other people, for other women like myself that have no courage. I don't know how you say in English, courage is to have this
courage,
not have fear to go and talk about who they are, to come from the shadow to the light, and trying to do this. It's like a walking. You have to walk from one state where you are and get to another state of your life to be free and have your face, your voice, your name. And you can affirm this for everyone you would like, and not, don't have this fear. So the bucket, it was the woman in the shadow willing to take this, and it was about this. And I made the concept that I was also working with words. And I remember that for United States, we made some translations, and then people could understand what was saying and about this process that I was going through to go from the shadow to the light. And also the conception of the scenario, it was about black and white, and also the clothes, it was black, and the buckets also was white and black, and the lights was also white and dark and light, and just like two colors, every time two colors. And that built all this universe that it was important to giving to people to understand. At the end of the piece, she going from the darkness, from the shadow, she going to the light. And that was the purpose, the main purpose of the piece of Sombra.
Wonderful. Can you tell me about how you came to dance and to choreography?
Yeah, okay. I just began to dance when I was little, and I have like 7 years old or eight, something like that. I was in the school, primary school, and the Mozambican government was trying to find children that can go to the national schools of art, and one of the schools was the National Dance School, and I was one of the children that was chosen in an exam they did for us. And then after this exam, I didn't go to see the results. So my mother, after 6 months, she asked me about this school, and I said, oh yes, but I didn't go to see the results. And she said, you have to go and see the results, because maybe you have the results, positive results, and you can dance. I said, yes, but I'm afraid. And she said, okay, you are afraid, and then you go with your fear, and then you go to see if you pass this. And then I go to National Dance School, and I knew that I passed this to go to the school. And then the director of the school, she said it was late because 6 months passed and the classes was begun, and they was in advance, like I was late. I couldn't do the classes and go with the group, the first group. But I find one teacher, Arminda, and she said, okay, let me just ask teacher Vladimir if he can try Maria in the class, and then we will see. So this teacher, he said, yes, we can try her. And after the class, he said, yes, she can join the group and she will be the best of the group. That was my first steps. But also, it was in a little bit in the same time that I saw the one piece of the National Song and Dance Company. That's in 1983. I saw a choreography called Ajmaush. And I saw Maria José Sapur is a dancer, Mozambican dancer. And I was like in love with her, with the dance. And I said, I want to be a dancer like her. She inspires me to be a dancer. And for me, it's the beginning of this light to be a dancer. But to be a choreographer, it was just like a process. Like to be a teacher, it was a process, the continuity of my work as a dancer. And then you begin to understand that you can also teach, you can also create, and also you can make research. And then it's like different fields in the same area that you are studying. And because my passion of dance is so big, so I begin to learn different fields inside this area. And it was interesting to know the different sides, like in practice way and also in theory fields. Yeah, so I began a choreographer in the National Dance Company. I create some of my first pieces there. And also I create my own center of research in choreography called Centro de Pesquisa Coreográfica. And it was the moment that I used the main choreographies, pieces of myself with different dancers, Mozambican dancers or dancers out of Mozambique. And I begin to travel with choreographies to some countries in Africa and in Europe. And my work begin to be known as a choreographer. But at the beginning, it was really difficult because nobody believed that one woman can be choreographer in Mozambique. You just cannot do it because you are a woman. Only men can do this. And I was trying to make them understand, like the company, the National Dance Company, that it's possible that a woman can be a choreographer. And I begin to do little demonstrations. And then I said, okay, you have to create your own space and then you're going to show your work. And I begin to grow and grow and grow. And after years of work and taking my works to Finland, Norway, France, Mali, South Africa, many countries. So here in Mozambique, they understood that there is a figure of a dancer, yes. There is a profession of dance, yes. But there is also women choreographers, women. And that was very important for us, for the class to know that we can have men and women in the same profession and we can be good in doing what we do because we can study, we can just have talent to do it and then we do and then our work have a success and it's like another profession. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you've had intensive training around the world. Can you talk about your training as a dancer?
Yeah, so I begin here in Mozambique, like 8 years in the National Dance School, and then I got a scholarship to go to Cuba. And I did their professional training to be a dancer and teacher and choreographer for 4 years. After that, I came back to Mozambique, but I had this desire to continue my studies and research more about dance and about the theory of dance. I wanted to know more about the concept of how we can work with the body. What is body? When we talk about body, we're talking about what? And when we are concept, make a concept of a piece, what is a conception of one choreography, one piece of choreography? And many other questions come over and over in my head. And I said, oh, I have to go to university because these questions, I hope and I believe that I can get some answers about that, some of them. So I tried to find a scholarship and I found one to go to France. In there, and I went there. It was about 18 years making studies at the university. First, I was in Université de Paris 8. I did bachelor, and then after I did master one, master two, and then I did my doctorate there, and I finished all these 18 years, because some of the years I was in Maputo some period, like 2, 3, 4, 1 month, or sometimes even 1 year, and then go back to study. And the important part of the research, like to my thesis, was in Mozambique. So I was dividing the work in France and in Maputo, France and Maputo. And I finished in 2014. And then
tell me about your dissertation research.
That was about how in Mozambique born a new movement of a choreographic artist, contemporary choreographic artist. And chapters of the piece, my thesis, that in the first part I was studying about what is to be a dancer. The second part was what is to be a contemporary. And the third part is what to be an artist. And in the first part about what is to be a dancer, I make a research to understand how in Mozambique generally this new generation have the training, what is the main trainings, what is the choreographers that this artist was exchanging with, the main techniques that they had in their training, and how they build our thoughts and the conceptions of the creations they did after their training, when they begin to be choreographer, no? Also, the second part was about what to be a contemporary in Mozambique. And I analyzed main pieces that was known by the Rencontre Danse l'Afrique Danse. It was one of the main meetings of contemporary dance of Africa, and one of the pieces that had the award there, it was Un Solo para Cinco, and it was of Augusto Covilhas, and he was treating about the expression of woman and the body and the nudity, and how the body can be have this influence of the material of this white sand and water when they put, because I was a dancer also in that piece, and we was putting this in all body, and this material changed the weight of the body, and because the weight was changed, that also changed the way we was moving, and also the aesthetic change, and the technique also change also the expression of what is this desire to be that woman, to be free and express herself.
Wonderful.
But this was the main one, because it was like creation. It was my first thinking, it was this process of the creation was a laboratory where a burn this concept of contemporary form dance in that new movement of artists, choreography artists in Mozambique. But also I found this in different pieces of Panaíba Gabriele, Macario Tomé, Pak Jamena, and other artists. And the third part, it's about what is to be artist. And this is about how choreographers, Mozambican choreographers, was challenging by putting their work not only in the local market, but also in the international market, and how this desire to put their pieces, choreographic pieces, inside of Mozambique and outside of Mozambique was designing something different. How was the influences come abroad to this process of creations, and how this artist was also building something very original of Mozambique, bringing traditional materials and changing the traditional movements and trying to find a new gesture, a new expression of movement, and trying to also put their artistic identity in that global desire to unify one aesthetic and one conception of movement and one conception of the choreographies. And in that, the Mozambican artist really put something different and strong in this danse, l'Afrique danse. They bring something new. And it was about make this, how you say, reflection, thoughts about how this new generation that born from 1995 brings something new. Because before that, from the independence of the nation, Mozambican nation, that was in 1975, we was essentially working with traditional dances, and the National Dance Company was the representation of the dance in Mozambique, and they also represented, how you say, a perspective of what the dance was, and it was one national dance. The notion of nation in dance, like there is one dance that is a national dance. And in that time, in 1995, this young artist we found like a saturation, or they was tired about this same conception of the choreographies, and also to have to defend one national art, one national dance. And it was like, okay, we know about that. Okay, we know you build the choreography with this structure, but we have another desires to express the dance through other spaces, other bodies, other thoughts, other materials. And they bring this new dynamic energy, thoughts, and change the history of dance in Mozambique. And they bring something new, and they bring different expressions in dance to a local, and I mean in Mozambique, and also bring this new expression for the other countries to understand that there is a new identities. And also between Mozambican artists, there was many different artistic identities. I found different because they didn't build the same thoughts also. So it was interesting to make this research. It took long years, but I think it was, or is important to put the first steps of researching dance in Mozambique. And it was like, I am a pioneer, no? I don't know how you say modesty. I am a pioneer in that field of researching in my country. And I hope that my thesis will be the beginning for the other artists to make other research. We are very field in Mozambique in researching, and we need that more artists think about what they are building or what is building in Mozambique, not only in Mozambique, but it's very important to have this approach, the theory of dance. It's very important to understand what we are building, what we're doing.
Yes, absolutely. I agree. And you are definitely a pioneer in the role of research, the research play in not only Mozambique, but across the continent. And could you talk a little bit now about Dance Artes?
Yeah. So, you know, Mozambique and many countries, not only in Africa and also another continents, have a huge problem of spaces to dance manifestations. And I just make this, I saw this observation and I said, okay, it means we need to have spaces, more spaces for dance and for arts, for performing arts. And I also made the observation that in Maputo, the capital of Mozambique, we have many spaces for these manifestations of performing arts. And I said, okay, maybe we need to find another region, another place out of the city and try to see what it's possible to do to, like, take arts from the city, out of the city and the country. And I found one space, beautiful space in Matola Rio, and district of Boane. And I bought this land and the dream of my life. I'm still on it. I'm still building. I think it will take all my life, but no problem. I'm ready to do it as the first day. And I said, okay, now my dream was to build a theater. But with the architect, 4 years we were thinking about the concept of this space, and we found that it's not possible only to have a theater because of the economic approach of the project, because we need to live, this project need to have money and also live with what we are producing here. So we changed my idea of the beginning, and we said, okay, we will have this theater and also a studio of dance studio or for the school, because I wanted to open a school of arts in Dance Artes. And also we will build another buildings for with the commercial approaches, so we can have money to continue also to build the other buildings, because there is many buildings here. And when I bought the land in 2008, I didn't have more money to go on with the project. So in 2010, I decided to sell my own house to have one, how you say, 100,000 dollars. It's how you say in English.
$100,000.
Uh-huh. Yes, uh-huh. Yes. So I had $100,000. I took that and then I built the protection of the space, because it's a huge space. And I put the protection, I make the first house, I begin to build the theater, and then the money finished again. And I said, so now what I'm going to do? But the idea of the project is to bring a space out of the city for the training, for the exchanges, artistic exchanges, for the artistic and creation residences, for a meeting of how you say, actors of dance and other fields, and like festivals, gastronomical and cultural and different kind of festivals. And we did this conception, and then we have some buildings that are working in the, how you say, commercial side, and then the buildings that are working in this artistic and cultural side inside Dance Artist. So we built this house, the first house. We built the building of the school is ready. We built also one coffee shop, and we do bread and we sell it for the community and for the people that also use the Dance Artist. We create many different spaces here to make heavens, different kinds of heavens, to also have funds to continue to build the theater. So now, from next year, we are going to go through the where we stopped the theater, because it's not finished. And then I'm going to go until the end of the theater, and then I'm going to another building. Then, okay.
So, Maria, is there anything else that you wanted to add about Dance Artist that we might have gotten cut off last time?
Yeah. So I was telling you that about the project, because as you saw, it's a place that we are still building, not the building here inside. And for this year, we are going to go on with the theater building. And the next year, we're going to open the huge one, build of Dance Artist, is the theater, because it's very expensive. And all these years, I was working in trying to find which kind of business I can do to have money, to raise money, and then to have funds to put to build this expensive building. And is the most important because of the artistic and cultural activities in Dance Artist. So I decide this year, and it was a big decision for me, to sell another house. I will send another house and finish this theater, because it's very, very, very important for me. It's my huge old dream. Okay, I was dreaming when I had about 20 years or 25 years. I was dreaming about having a theater that I built with my hands. And I told to myself, there is 30 years you have this dream. So it's time to finish this. So I decide to sell another house of mine, and then I will finish this for next year. And then we're going to open. And we're going to do a huge event at the end of the year. And maybe I can invite you to come back to Mozambique for this very important moment for Dance Artist. Because it's the most important building inside the project. Yes, it will be about November or December then in next year. So this is like actually what I was doing and what I'm going to do in this state of the project of Dance Artist. But of course, we have the school is working. We have been working in different fields of arts, like music, plastic arts, circle, dance. And this year, we are just going to concentrate in dance classes. And we're going to have just one performance on November, because this is the performance of the school, of course, because there's another event inside that happening. And because I need to concentrate myself to build this theater that we have to finish until next year. So I try to have less activities that we have to manage, but we are open. We open the space for other events. And so people come inside and they rent the space to do social events, cultural events, and then we find us more money for the buildings. So I'm still building this dream of Dance Artist, and now I have the lights that I was trying to find. I took so many years, but now I'm in the right direction. I have the answers I needed to have, and I'm in a good direction about dance artist. And I'm very happy that finally, you know, when you dream, you don't know how you can make this real happen. But when you are focused and then you have this faith and then you work for that, the answers come. It's like the universe give you the answers, and that's what's happened with me. And I'm very grateful and happy that I stay with my faith. And even when sometimes people didn't have, they didn't, how you say in English? It's like, il croyait pas, il croyait pas. I don't know how to say this in English.
Yeah, they didn't believe.
But people, they didn't believe. They didn't believe because it's too huge, you know. And when you see a woman like me, and I'm very little, you know, I don't have 1 meter and a half. And this woman, what she's thinking about? She thinks she can do this. But I believe in myself, and my faith is very big. And I'm happy to have this powerful spirit and mind to stay with my dream and go forward and make this happen, you know? Yeah, this is the state of the site. But we also have this coffee shop, and we rent the coffee shop for someone who is working in this coffee shop. So now when I'm going to build some of the buildings inside, some of them we will rent, and then we can raise money to build the other ones. So it's so amazing to see all this journey for me. And how I have been learned a lot about life and about how you can dream big and learn very important, essential things in life. And this is like a gift for me. Dance artist is like the most big gift for me to learn about how to be patient, how to be. Don't stop, even when you are tired, you're still there. Okay, I'm going to sleep a little bit, and then I'm going back and then go forward for it, you know?
Your son has watched you through this whole
yes.
journey. What does that mean to you that he's observing and learning from your journey?
Yeah, I'm so happy to see my son. His name is Eiko. He's 19 years old now, and he's living in Portugal now. He's a very humble boy, humble. And this is one value that when I'm looking to Eiko, and I see that this value is deep inside my son, I'm very proud of what he understood about what is to be humble, to be someone simple. You can still do big things and be simple and humble. You don't have to think that you are the best. You are no, you don't need this. You don't need. You are here to serve people, to do the best for people, to do the best for you and for people, to make a difference in the life of you, your life and the life of people. And I see this in Eiko. And also something I think, because he's here, 19 years, it's a lot. He has been learning about his mother. And he's a dreamer also, like myself. He has a big dream to become a pilot.
Wonderful.
And he's going to begin his studies this year in September. I'm going there to make the registration, and he's going to begin. His big dream is to become a pilot. And he's also a basketballer professional. Now he's in a team in Portugal. He's one of his big passions. And one thing he told me, the third thing he's dreaming to study is about business. He say, "Mommy, I like so much to make money. So if I like to make money, I have to study about business." I think, it's okay. And then you're going to maybe have your company of your flights and of your of your airplanes, because your big dream is planes, airplanes, since you was a baby, you know? So he got this, to be humble and to have a dream and dreams and to go forward for that. Yeah.
What advice would you give to your young self?
We need to dream. We need to dream. If we don't have dream, we are lost in the world. We don't know where we go. We don't know. We have no direction. We need a direction. And the dream give you one direction, two, three, four, five. The dreams give you a direction. The spirit needs to have a purpose. You have to have something to fight for, to give a reason for what you are here in the earth, you know. So you need this dream, one dream, even if it's one, and you fight for all your life. You have a reason to be here. The dream gives you the sense of what we are here and what we can do for people in the world to make a difference in their life. So this is what I can advise for young. You have to dream. First, you have to dream. And then everything comes. The knowledge, the people you need, the circumstances you need to get what you need, the money you need will come because you have this dream. Yeah. And then you find the right people, the right place, everything you need for that. And the most important is the happiness, deep happiness you have. Even if you are in the moment that you are struggling with the problems that because you don't have this and that. But the meaning, what this dream gives to you, brings something inside that is really deep and in relation with this happiness. You are happy because you are in what you have to be in your life.
Thank you. That's sage advice. Would you share what you would like the world to know about Mozambican artists, about African artists at large? Is there any message that you would like to impart?
Yeah, okay. We have different fields, artist fields. We have a lot of artists in Mozambique, in dance. You know, I'm a part of a movement, contemporary movement of dance in Mozambique since 1995, and there's many artists that are very important for us and have do a lot of work and create pieces, choreographies, and show in many countries in the world, like Idio Shishava, Edna Jaim, Pak Jamena, and many, many others. In music, we also have many artists that are very important, like Jimmy Juju, Moreira Shongisa, Stuart Sukuma. We have a large, how you say, patrimoine. I don't know how to say
heritage.
In English. But the cultural sources, mm-hmm. Mozambican source of dance, rhythm, clothes, traditional, all this traditional culture we have in Mozambique is rich and amazing. We used to do some national festival of Marrabenta. You know, Marrabenta is a music and also is a dance, is a popular dance, traditional dance. And I was amazed to see the last two weeks, a company of Italy came to participate in this festival of Guazzamutini. Is a festival of Marrabenta. And there was one teacher, Maria Jose Macamo, went to Italy a few months ago and was teaching there. And then the whole company came here to have a workshop and show the result of this workshop in this Guazamutin. It was amazing to see. They went to all televisions and it was like, wow. And you see your culture. Your culture can be wide, what can be universal. You see, if Italian dancers, people from Italy can dance Marrabenta, everyone can dance Marrabenta in the world. So there is this rich culture in Mozambique, very important. Not all only culture, but we have also a beautiful beaches. The space is very beautiful spaces in Mozambique. There's a lot of things to know about these people also, like the space like Vilanculos. It's so amazing when you are there. Even myself, when I see this, I see, but this is still Mozambique. Huh?
It's You're very bringing beautiful. Back memories.
So, we can exchange. We can exchange in a different levels, you know, with people of around the world. So if people are interested to have these moments, it's a good opportunity with these people here to come and visit us and participate in some. Like this year, we will have Danse l'Afrique Danse in November. Is this international contemporary dance festival from all artists from Africa and other from the other parts of Africa and other countries, continents. And it's a very important meeting, and it's a very important and good occasion to come and to see the country, also meet very interesting people and artists in Mozambique.
Wonderful. When you were talking, you were bringing back so many memories. I remember you taking me to a lovely restaurant on the beach, and we had shrimp. And also, I remember going on national TV with you, and somehow, I do not know how this happened, but somehow you gave me a mini dance lesson on national TV, and I remember that happened. There's even photos of it.
That's amazing.
Yes, you remember. Yeah. Well, okay, great. So I have one question. So I have one more question. What advice do you have for women artists?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Be powerful. Don't be afraid to be powerful. The power is very important. The power comes from inside. It's not outside. Don't compare yourself with the other one, with the other woman, with the other women, with the other man, with the man, with another person. You don't need this. The power is inside us. So this is very important. We are in the world that in different countries, we can find different ways to think and to organize the role of the women. The women, no? So we have to be careful, because even when we are in a culture that don't give the space or the freedom of expression for the woman, you have to know that the power is inside us. And then if you use it, and if you know that you have it inside you, you just have to go inside and bring it out. And then you can change something for another people and for the woman like you, the women like you, you know? And you just don't have to be afraid to take this power and to have something to say and bring new ideas, new perceptions for the world, new inventions for the world, for people. To give better life for people. Don't be afraid. Just go and be what you are. Don't be afraid to be what you are. This is very important. You are something different. People are different. We are all different, but we are a human being. But we can bring each of us something different, something to like making grow a little bit more, something that someone else did before us. We can just take from that and go up with that. And we have to discover, we have to see, open our eyes and see what it's happened. What can I do with that? And sleep at night and then think about that before sleeping. And in the morning, you have answers coming to your mind and you know what you have to do after. So you just don't have to be afraid.
This has been an absolute pleasure to discuss, learn, and laugh with you. Thank you so much, Dr. Maria Helena Pinto.
Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for this moment with you. I hope that you will also achieve all your goals. They are very important and big. I'm with you. I'm looking even far from here, Mozambique. I hope the best for you.
Ashe,
I wish the best
you.
For you, Jacqueline.
Thank
you so much.
A bientôt. Thank you, Maria.
I'm Jacqueline Cofield, your host, and I hope Dr. Maria Helena Pinto's story has left you inspired and invigorated. Be sure to tune in next time as we continue to uncover the profound stories that shape our world of art and culture. Until then, keep seeking the beauty in every story and every soul. Thank you for joining us on this enlightening expedition through the world of women artists from the Global South and its diasporas. We hope you've been inspired by the stories shared and perspectives explored. Remember, beauty knows no bounds and creativity thrives in every corner of the globe. Keep seeking out the voices that challenge, uplift, and redefine our understanding of art and culture. Until next time, stay curious, stay open-minded, and continue to explore the beauty that lies beyond beauty.